Milton, there are three main problems I want to talk to you about.
Fine. But just let me say something, Liz, before you start.
Yes?
If you're going to ask me if you can take on another journalist, you can forget it.
But we are
sure... You're taking on one new fellow.
Yes, I know. Graham McFarlane.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's it.
But we've lost two people, Milton. Mike and Jill.
I know. But times are hard, Liz. Costs are going up all the time. On other papers, we're actually cutting down on staff. You don't want to start sacking people, do you?
No.
Nor do I. So that means the way we have to lose them is by natural wastage. People leave, retire. We don't replace them.
But we're understaffed, Milton.
Rubbish, Liz. What is understaffing, anyway? Just means everybody has to work that bit harder. And that never did any harm. I always think people work best under pressure. Particularly journalists.
Well, you may think that, but I can't imagine the NUJ is going to like that line.
Yeah. I was wondering when they were going to come into the picture. What are they after?
Look, we haven't finished talking about a replacement for Jill Moon.
Oh, yes, we have, Liz. Make no mistake about that.
That's your final answer?
My final answer. Till the economic climate improves.
I see.
So, what else?
The NUJ chapel want car and meal allowances increased.
There's nothing new under the sun, is there? How much are they asking for?
25p a mile.
25p a mile? Up from 18? I've never heard of anything so outrageous.
Well, you just said yourself costs are going up all the time.
Yes, but a rise of 7p, that's ridiculous. That's nearly a 40% increase. Look, they can have 20p. Tell them that.
They won't like it.
Too bad. I can't afford to pay them more than 20p a mile, Liz. If we put up the price of the paper any more, sales will drop. And if the costs of producing go on rising at the rate they've done this past winter, we're going to go out of business.
Now, that I find very difficult to believe.
It's true. I can show you the balance sheet.
Well, if that's really the case, it hardly seems worth putting my third proposition to you.
That's to do with money, too, I take it.
Yes, it's to do with my budget. For features and outside contributors.
Yes.
Well, I think the paper's at its best when we have a lot of outside contributions.
Well, I'd agree with you. Makes for a very lively paper.
And I'd like to do more of that sort of thing. Commission local people to write the occasional article about things that interest them.
Sounds an excellent idea.
The thing is that on the present budget, I can't do that.
Oh, yes. Well, let's see. You've got $750 for that now, don't you?
Yes.
And how much are you looking for?
I thought $1,200.
$1,200? You don't believe in pitching your bid low, do you, Liz?
Well, it's what I need to get the sort of people I want contributing to the paper.
Still, I'm sure a shrewd lady like you is cute enough to start high so we can wind up at the figure you wanted all along. Now, do you want to haggle, or shall we settle for a nice round sum? What would you say if I put you up to $1,000?
Well, that's us dismissed. I wonder if he often carpets parents like that.
I don't know.
Any minute, I thought he was going to tell us all to bend over.
You may find it amusing, Matt. I don't find it a laughing matter.
Sorry.
Liz couldn't come with you today, Peter.
No, she had an important conference. Lynn, I hope after what you've heard you're going to drop the idea of another court case.
I shall think about it.
Well, I hope you will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, you're not walking, are you, Peter?
No, my car's over here.
Oh, well, I was going to say we'll give you a lift.
No, thank you. I don't think it would be appropriate in any case.
Pompous twit. Hey, you all right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it is going to come right, you know.
It is not going to come right at all, Matt. How can it?
It will, I promise. Hey, don't cry. Come closer. Let me put my arm around you, eh?
I'm not here, Matt.
Well, we'll get in the car, then. I'll be able to cuddle you better off these crutches, eh? And Lynn, stop putting such a bloody brave face on me. That's right. You let it all out, love. You'll feel a lot better.
I feel so dreadful, Matt. Hearing Mr. Stevens talk like that. Realizing we made Jeremy so miserable and unhappy.
It's not us, love. It's Peter. You're only responding to what Jeremy wants.
Oh, Mr. Stevens didn't think that. It was perfectly obvious what he thought.
Was it? I didn't think it was.
I did. He thought I was some terrible witch who didn't give a damn what happened to Jeremy just so long as I got my way.
I don't think he thought that at all. In fact, I had the distinct impression that he thought Peter was a sight too possessive.
Well, whatever he thought, the fact of the matter is we're tearing Jeremy apart. And there's only one way to stop it.
What's that?
I think I should drop the court case, Matt. Because Peter isn't going to back down. And I think for Jeremy's sake, I've got to let Peter keep him.
There is another alternative, of course.
What?
Look, love, all along I've agreed with you that you've got to play this thing by the rules, eh? In fact, in the beginning, I thought you were as bad as Peter when it came to possessiveness. But everything that's happened in the past few weeks has convinced me that Peter's the really possessive one.
Yes, well, unfortunately, he's also the one who's got Jeremy.
Exactly, so he's sitting pretty. That's why he can afford to tell you to drop the court case. But if this interview had taken place a couple of weeks ago, the boot would have been on the other foot, wouldn't it?
Yes, but it isn't. And I'm going to forget about the courts, Matt. If I don't, it's going to drag on for weeks or months. And poor Jeremy's not going to know where he stands. I can't do that to him.
How do you think Jeremy's going to feel when you tell him he's not going to be coming back to us, eh? He wanted to stay with us, remember? And we told him he could.
I know. He's going to be terribly upset.
He's going to be more than upset. He's going to be wretched.
Well, I know, but what else can I do?
Well, according to Mr. Stevens, it was the uncertainty that was doing for Jeremy. Well, there's one way we could take the uncertainty out of the situation.
How?
Stay here till 4 o'clock and bring Jeremy home with us. Once and for all.
Am I disturbing you?
Chrissy, hello. How are you guys?
Oh, fine. I just popped in to give Debbie my film preview.
And you thought you'd say hello to me at the same time?
Yes.
Hello. I'm flattered. And by the way, I really enjoyed our evening out last week.
I did too. Oh, look, Ray, I won't stop. You're obviously very busy.
Not really. I'm typing out my UFO story.
Your what?
You mean you haven't heard about the Hampstead UFO?
No.
Well, in that case, I'm not sure I should tell you. Maybe I should make you wait till Friday and buy the paper.
Oh, don't be mean, Gray. Come on, what's it all about?
Well, a nice, virtuous girl like you who goes to bed early may not realise it. But out there on the heath, we're being visited by intelligences from outer space every night of the week.
Oh, yes?
They come in different vehicles, of course. So far, we've had 5 sightings of a bicycle wheel in the sky, 4 of a canister, 2 of a skittle, innumerable winking lights.
Oh, they must be aeroplanes.
Shut up, you're spoiling it. We've even got one old gal who's seen a creature who's disembarked from one of these vehicles. Mind you, she lives on a park bench and she was a little inebriated.
But you're not publishing this story, are you?
You want a bet? Darling, we're publishing it absolutely straight. Deadpan. And I'll back it that this time next week there'll have been 100 sightings.
It's in Debbie, Gray.
Oh. Cressida, hello. Didn't know you were here.
Hello, Morris. Debbie was in her little cubbyhole a minute ago. I've just been to see her.
I've just been telling Cressy about the chameleon UFO we have on Hampstead Heath.
It sounds hilarious.
Aye. Well, I might have known that's the sort of nonsense you'd find funny.
Yes. Well, we can't all be the fearless social realist that you are, Morris.
We don't all need to be.
Aye, this is fun. Would you like me to go? Then you can really get the knives out. Or would you rather I stayed on to umpire?
There's no need to do either, Graham, because I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Did you go out with Cressy for a long time, Morris?
I lived with her.
Ah. For long?
Long enough. Now, have you finished all your sports copy?
Yeah, it's in the intro.
Good. And the UFO story's done?
Yeah. Hey, I wonder how Liz is getting on with Milton Munch.
Well, you can ask her. That's her back now.
Afternoon, Morris. Hello, Gray.
Afternoon.
Any luck?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Do you have any luck with Milton?
I'm getting a little tired, Gray, of the fact that you invariably seem to know my business almost before I know it myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Most people find that rather an endearing trait.
Well, I'm not among them. And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got an important phone call to make.
Well, what's going to her?
Well, at a guess, I'd say she didn't get much joy out of Milton.
Hello?
Peter, it's me.
Oh, hello.
How'd you get on?
All right.
I just got back. I phoned you as soon as I could.
Well, I'm surprised you could be bothered to phone me at all.
Peter, don't be like that. Please, tell me how it went.
Oh, well, it was pretty much as one might have expected. Mr. Stevens just said what I've known all along. All this chopping and changing is bad for Jeremy.
Yes. Matt and Lynn were both there?
Yes, yeah.
And how did they react?
Well, of course you know Matt. He never talks about anything seriously. I think Lynn was pretty shaken by it, though.
With any luck, she'll
do hope so.
And leave Jeremy to settle down with us again?
Yes. Well, she'll be hard put to it to do anything else. I mean, Mr. Stegman's made it quite clear he thought Jeremy should have one home. And given the fact that the court awarded me care and control of him after she couldn't cope, I just can't see what Lynn can possibly do except back down.
Ah, there he is. He's coming out now.
Oh, Matt, do you really think we ought to do this?
Look, if we don't do this, Peter will keep him. You've got to grab what you want with both hands sometimes in life, love.
But it's kidnapping, Matt. What if he ends up more disturbed?
He won't. Jeremy! Jeremy!
Hello, Bob.
Hello, darling.
Hey, what are you doing here?
We've come to take you home from school.
Back to the old bakery? Oh, great!
Told your mother you'd be pleased. Hop in, then.
I...
Hey, put your bag over on the back shelf. Right. That's the way.
Mind your fingers.
You right?
Yes.
Right. Then it's home, Jeremy, and don't spare the horses.
I didn't know I was going back with you today.
Neither did we.
Am I coming to live with you for good, then?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, guess what?
No, what?
Justin Ryland can balance 10 5-pence pieces on his elbow.
Good Lord.
If it is a kidnapping, we've got a very willing victim.
Yes.
Mum?
Yes?
Does that mean you've been to see the judge, you and Daddy?
Well, not exactly, darling.
Oh. But Daddy said I could come with you anyway. We'll have to go to Minden Road, though.
Oh, why?
Well, my pyjamas are there. And my football.
We'll get them another day, darling.
But I haven't got any pyjamas at the old bakery.
Then we'll buy you some new ones.
Oh. Oh, okay. Mum?
Yes?
You still have to go and see the judge?
I don't know, darling.
No. No, she doesn't, Jeremy. From now on, you live with us. For as long as you want to. We'll be right back.